Millionaire's a sports show. Got me in my hormones. All gas, no brakes, score 4-0. If you think you own this place, you get foreclosed. I've been in my head, but it's not about a T3. Yeah, I like to learn, but there's nothing you can teach me. We all got opinions. You about to hit a meat tree of bitches. CSJ never really misses. GD7 land, baby, shout out to Indigenous. My girl, she got mad at me, cause she don't know the difference. Between this and them, nah, you about to witness. Well, freedom is so now, I tell that girl, get out my business. Do this, I ain't joshing on the grind like Eric Costin. Sit around and grab a drink. You talking what you wanted. It's mostly you don't know me. When it dropped, then I'm mostly what they bopping. You can say what you got when it's Tuesday, I'll be locked
in. Alright, we are here. We are back. It is the sports show. Sports show YYC still hacked, everyone. Sorry about the inconvenience, but that's okay. Guess what? You get to listen to this thing on Spotify, on Podbean, on iTunes, on all the platforms, and on YouTube, The Sports Show TV, which thank you very much, everyone, for your support. This has been great for a couple reasons. Number one, I love the support. I love the fact that you're watching the channel, that you're listening to the content, but also because Mitch is on holidays, the great thing is now all those years that I've been saying that I'm better than him, the proof is in the pudding. Now he has a bar that he has to hurdle over, and it's quite the bar, I must say. So, no, I appreciate it. Please subscribe to the channel. Like the videos. Don't know what's happening in the algorithm, but hey, I'm not here to figure that out. I'm not a science guy. You know what I mean? I'm not a marketing person. I'm just a podcast guy at the end of the day. But we'll get into it here pretty quickly, but you know, touching on Mitch as well, he is coming back. This is the last week I'm doing it solo. We're going to be doing a show together next week, and then Mitch is taking the reins as well. Now, typically, a roster for those that have been with us for many years before, what ends up happening is we take a break in the summer, do a little vacation, do a little bit of the off season. So now that the NBA has closed out, NHL is about to close out this week. Thought it would be closed already. We'll get to that later on. And, you know, usually we take that kind of, you know, July off, but I think Mitch might continue the program. Nonetheless, we still will always be doing the CJSW show, 90.9 FM, second Tuesday of every month. But hey, support Mitch like you supported me. I'm very grateful, very thankful. Thank you for supporting us both, you know, through this time here. But, you know, I was kind of hoping that sports would be over because then it leaves Mitch. You see, I've been spoiled, right? Mitch tried to pull a fast one. He went to Greece on his own. He jumped the gun. He was too early. He's you know, it's like he's 18 years old and it's first time at the strip club. He can't compose himself. He can't contain himself. He doesn't know what to do. He's buying posters. He's getting loonies. He's doing the whole shebang. And but when he comes back, he's not going to have much content. So we'll see how it goes. This makes me look good. It's almost like bringing an ugly friend with you going out. It only raises your own average, right? Smart thinking. Anyways, it is what it is. Let's get into it. I want to talk about this LIV Golf League, and it's just more and more players are going to play into this tournament. Money talks. Money at the end of the day is the motivator. It talks. And it's incredible what's happening. And now you're seeing, you know, at first you saw a little bit of pushback from the PGA. Then now we're seeing a little leeway from the PGA. But I don't want to get into that aspect so much. What I want to talk about today is this. Let's just say, let's fast forward this and let's just go on the train that LIV Golf becomes something of staple. And now players are playing both in the PGA and playing in this league. And I know right now it's mostly prize money and there's no real prestige or accolade or trophy. They don't have a Masters of their own as of yet. But here's what I'm wondering. Let's just say if it's a credible league and you get to a point where every player is playing everywhere now and then they do add in their own Masters and they do add in their own trophies and yearly events. Does this skew golf as we know it in terms of whether you want to call it goat talk, but just talks about the greats and the achievements? I mean, where will this stack up? That's what I'm intrigued more so than anything. And, you know, always when you look at statistics in sports and you talk about championships, like let's say the Montreal Canadiens, for example, in hockey, you look back and say, oh my goodness, as a franchise, this team won X amount of cups. I can't remember what the actual total is. I know it's in the high 20s, but they, you know, they've won so many Stanley Cups. But does that make them the greatest franchise in history, given that at the time when they were winning the cups, it was basically like the CFL of hockey? Again, I'm sorry. It is what it is. Okay, I have to pick on you. But that's you know, really where I'm thinking here is, are we looking at something that is going to skew the game of golf as we look at the greats? And then will you have to be a player that does do both? And is this now going to open it up for more leagues? And is it good for the game? You know, I don't know where I stand with it. I have to let this play out, because sometimes part of me says, maybe this thing is great for the money, but was it good, and is it good for the game of golf? I don't know. Like, I know competition from a capitalistic point of view is good and healthy, but I don't know. It's you know, would I want to see this in tennis? I don't know. You know, I'm not sure. Do they end up becoming the tennis with all these different? I don't know. I'm very intrigued. But what I'm intrigued is, again, the money talks. The players are going. They're the ones that are saying yes. We like what they're offering here, and not just any players. Lots of players. Lots of big name players. So I think this is going to be a talking point more so than we think in the coming months, years, and so on. But it's been good. But again, last week I said that this week I'd be talking about legacies, and that is what we are going to be getting to when we get into the big talk. But again, does this change now the legacies of how we view the Arnold Palmers and the Jack Nicklauses and maybe one day the Tiger Woods and so on and so forth? moving on. I gotta throw this out there. So I'm watching the other day the NBA draft. So NBA is over. Golden State Warriors, they're the champs. Congrats again. Life is good. After this, what comes is the draft. And every sports has a draft. The NFL's got the draft. NBA has a draft. The NHL's got a draft. They all got a draft. And it's an event. It's a moment. And not just draft day, but sports in general, I find, has glorified their events. And they've really picked up the production, whether it be their award show, whether it be the draft, as we say, the trade deadlines. And I got to say, I looked and I go, I never thought, who do I like more? Who does it the best? Who does the best draft day, outside of Kevin Costner, of course, but who does the best draft day across all sports? And I don't know. I think I'm more confused than ever, because at first I'm watching the NBA draft. Okay. And first and foremost, let's just give a big shout out to two Canadian players that are in the draft. Slight segue to Canadian sports. What a great time. We got a soccer team that is going to the World Cup. We got NBA players, one that's a champion now, but we got more that are in the draft. It's a really, really good time for Canadian sports. This is fantastic, right? This is great. But where I'm going is, I'm watching this thing, and at first it almost looked like the season opener to The Bachelor. Like, they were introducing these players. And first of all, who's the tailor? Who is tailoring these suits? It has to be the same guy that was doing Ric Flair. Either that or a pimp from Beverly Hills. I don't know. But either way, whoever's doing it, I like it. I need your number. I want to know who has this contract. NBA, you might have the best dressed 2022. I'll give you the award. But at first I thought this was cheesy. I'm like, okay, you know, they're introducing them, and you know, it was nice. Yeah, they were coming out with their parents, which my wife liked. It's funny watching sports with a significant other who's not in tune with sports, right? Like, oh my God, that's so sweet. It's like, okay, here I'm wondering who's going first overall. And here it's like, oh yeah, that's nice, right? So, hey, credit to you, NBA. You did something for everyone. But they're coming out. It looks like The Bachelor, well-tailored suits. But part of me at first was like, I don't know if I like the fact that everybody knows near exactly when everyone's going to get picked for the draft. You know, and then the other part is, okay, what if you invited that person to the table and they didn't go in the first round? You know what I mean? Like, that would just be the worst thing of all time. You'd literally be the only person at the party that didn't get selected in the first round. But I'll tell you what, as I think about it, I think I like the NHL draft the best. And I'll tell you what, from a production, I'm telling you, the NBA, they take the cake. They take the cake for production. The NHL, I like it because at least the players get to put the jerseys on. And I like that. It's a good hockey card. It's a good moment. It's a good, you know, they got their jersey waiting for them and introducing themselves into the league. That's good too. But then there's the NFL that maybe is the most epic of all time in terms of, you know, with the first selection of the draft goes. That number one pick is the best number one pick of all time. But yeah, I just had to talk about these drafts. Like the NBA, my like, you know, it was just well produced. It was The Bachelor. That's it. It was The Bachelor. Yeah. And it was great. So congrats to Duke University. Congrats to all the picks. It was great. Look, let's get into it. Okay. Today's show isn't going to be extremely long. Sports are winding down, and I don't really want to flood you with topics for the sake of saying that I'm going to flood you with topics. Where are we in the sports? We're going right into the NHL. Tampa Bay Lightning, Colorado Avalanche. Last week when we talked, game one was settled. Game two was that night when I recorded, this being a Saturday, as I've mentioned. Fantastic. What happens? Colorado decides in game two to turn around and actually beat the Tampa Bay Lightning like a Greek parent that just found out that their kid started smoking. It wasn't good. It's not healthy. It's not nice to see, and it's not nice to hear about either. Establishing dominance, saying, hey, we're here. So what happens next? Tampa Bay, in this week, they decide, you know what? We're not letting you off the hook. We're not letting you off the hook over here. We want to win a game ourselves. Series goes 2-1. And Colorado turns around and goes, hey. Whoa. This ain't no New York Rangers team. This ain't no Florida team. This ain't no Toronto team. We're the Colorado Avalanche. We're the chosen ones here, okay? We're taking this back. Boom, they go up 3-1. So now I'm sitting there watching. Selfishly, I want this thing to be over because I want nothing for Mitch to talk about in my absence, so I look that much better. Again, I'm not jealous, though, okay? It's not about me, no. But the Tampa Bay Muhammad Ali's, what did we say? Everyone this past week, what were they talking about? They're down 3-1. After game four, Tampa Bay's got injuries. There's this, there's that. Colorado's on fire. And everyone's predicting Colorado's going to win. They're going to win the Stanley Cup. They're going to do it at home. It's going to be amazing. Wrong. The Tampa Bay, Muhammad Ali's, the rope-a-dope masters, injuries or not, you never count them out. You cannot count them out. And that's what they did. They forced a game six. They forced a game six at home, in their home court. This is big because now, believe it or not, up 3-2, and this is the craziest thing of all. I'm watching game five with Colorado up 3-1, knowing full well that from now till the rest of the series, the most pressure that is being felt is on the Colorado bench. Tampa Bay is composed. They're cool. They're calm. They're collected. They don't stress. And now you go into Tampa Bay game six, home ice advantage. You win that game and you force a game seven. Oh, honey, sugar babies, this is going to be tough. This is going to be tough. It's insane that you can never count this team out. They are I've said it last week, the epitome of an organization, resilience, everything that you look for, that you get inspired by as a fan. The captains step up. The players rally around. No one gets phased. And it is fantastic to absolutely watch what's happening right now. But again, Colorado, you got to close. The cup is for closers. You got to show why you're different. You got to show why you're different than any other team. Because otherwise, it comes into my next point, like we talked about with legacies, is then if you lose to the Tampa Bay Lightning, okay, it'd be disappointing. You're up 3-1. But did you just lose to the greatest team of all time? I can hear it. I can hear it already. Oh my goodness, the gasps. I can hear it. Boo, Dimitri, what are you talking about? Well, talked about legacies. Talked about it in the opener. Montreal Canadiens, multiple Stanley Cups. Edmonton Oilers, dynasty team. New York Islanders, four in a row, dynasty team. We can put potentially the Pittsburgh Penguins in that talk. Early 90s, dynasty team. We got to talk about the Red Wings. We got to talk about the Red Wings. I still think that that was a dynastic in its way. But when we look at the Montreal Canadiens and we say, you guys won the cup basically playing in the CFL of hockey, okay? Not that much competition. And let's just face it, the teams were stacked beyond stacked, okay? That's number one. Number two, Islanders, Edmonton Oilers. You guys were the product of no salary cap and players gravitating to players and super team era. Basically, the NBA, even somewhat still to this day. Then we look at Tampa Bay. If Tampa Bay wins three in a row, is this not the equivalent of what Edmonton did in the 80s? Is three in a row in 2022 not more impactful than four in a row in the 70s? 80s, excuse me. And I think it is. I think it's so much harder to win the Stanley Cup now than ever before. You're dealing with a salary cap. You're dealing with pound for pound the greatest all-around teams ever. And I think it's always going to continue to evolve. Now, is Gretzky the best? Yeah, of course he's the GOAT until proven otherwise. Is he the most skilled and talented? There's a debate there. There's a debate there. But here's the difference. Gretzky, Messier, and company, I mean, those were almost gimme wins. Of course they were going to win Stanley Cups. But now we've seen in today's NHL that you could be the best player or best players of all time. It doesn't matter. You can lose. You need a full-on team. You need everybody playing. And that's why I say, if Tampa Bay does this, never mind that they would do it in the fashion where they would come from a 3-1 deficit in the Stanley Cup Finals with injuries, and everyone's got injuries, let's face it. Part of the Stanley Cup is the battle and the war of attrition. But if they do it, do you crown them? They're definitely in the conversation. That's obvious. But do you crown them as the best organization of all time? They had to do it through COVID. They had to do it without COVID. They had to do it, you know, in all different types of scenarios and in a salary cap era. Now, mind you, they played a couple games. That's fine. But I can't hold them off to that when what they would be up against would be a team that had, I mean, come on. Look at that, Edmund. Gretzky and Messier and Bukaboom and Coffey and Tikkanen and Lowe and, you know, I mean, McTavish, Fuhr. The list goes on and on and on and on and on. And the Penguins, the same thing. Lemieux, Yager, Stevens, Francis. I mean, keep going down the list, right? And then these people, they got to be crafty. And so I got to say, that's, you know, where would this team stack? And where do they stack even now without doing that? Because, man, oh, man, I tell you, it is an absolute pleasure and marvel to see. Now, let's contrast that to the NBA, right? And where I want to go with this in the NBA is it's interesting because on the topic of legacies, whenever we talk about hockey, any sport, you're going to talk about who are the best players, so on and so forth. But when we talk about hockey, what I find fascinating, and I was thinking about this, is that we're always talking, when it comes to dynasties, we're always talking about the teams. We're always talking about, we talk about the players, but it's the teams. We're like, man, the Blackhawks, you know, it's truly a team sport. Contrast to the NBA, where the legacy is individualistic. And I find that incredible. And I don't know, is it because of salary caps? Is it because of the structure of the sport? Is it just the nature of the sport? I don't know, but no one ever says, yeah, man, Gretzky in the Gretzky team of the 80s was amazing. No, they'll say the Oilers of the 80s was amazing. But contrast that to be like, yeah, the LeBron era, the Steph Curry era, the Johnson era, the Kobe Jordan, right? It is very individualistic. And I find that fascinating, because as a contrast to the NBA, you have a team now that has won 4 championships in this era, so to speak. I believe Golden State's won 7 overall. You can fact check me on that one as a franchise. But in this era, they've won 4. But nobody really talks about the Golden State. Well, actually, I should backtrack for a sec. With Golden State, they kind of do, because it's a different style of team. It's also what's made them successful. They took the league by storm, the way in which they play. But, you know, it's interesting to me that people will talk about LeBron James and not the Miami Heat legacy. People will talk about him specifically and what it means for him and give him the era than the team's era, right? What it, you know, Golden State's won 4, and maybe we're talking about this Golden State era, but it's still all about, let's face it, Steph Curry, right? And what it means for him, and everything was around him. So I find that interesting, the contrast in legacy between the two sports. And what's better? You know, what's better? Is it better as a fan? Do we love? And Roster, I'm asking you, send me your feedback. What do you think? Give me your answer, right? If you're watching this video, just put it in the comments. Is it better to track as a fan the individual statistics, the individual legacy, the individual success, or is it better to track the team success as a fan, right? NFL. I think NFL is very individualistic, right? But then again, the nature of the sport, I get it, because it's the quarterback, right? The quarterback. There truly is a person who quarterbacks the whole offense. NASCAR. Yeah, there's you know, names. Again, it's individualistic. But then again, in racing sports, they also give accolades to the company, right? Whether it be Ferrari or whoever, you know, whoever else. But yeah, I just wanted to know baseball. I'll throw it in there. Baseball is another team one. But where do you stand? What do you like better? Is it better to see that one person just emerge as the icon of the era, or is it better to celebrate the team? And does the team mean that much more? Interesting. So that's my rant. We're going through time. Like I said, light week. No filler, all killer on this one right here. Okay. So we're going to do it. It's time for Rapid Banter. Okay, here we go. Auston Matthews has won the Hart and the Ted Lindsay Trophy. Two-time, or someone should have the Hart to tell him about his hair. That had to be the worst hair of all time. Who shows up to picture day? It's like when I was in grade 2, my mom made me wear a suit. I still have scars. Come on, someone, please tell him. The Ottawa Senators signed a memorandum for a new arena. Kudos to the Capitol, or what a crying flame. See, I told you, Calgary fan, what I say last week, don't expect nothing. Don't expect anything, okay? Rob Gronkowski, he is finally retiring from the NFL. Retire, unretire, or does Brady retire? What's going on over there? You know what I mean? What's going on? This is, whatever. I'm going to leave it alone. Triple G and Canelo fight September 17th for a third time in the series. Third time's a charm, or please no more drama show. Like, I gotta tell you, as a boxing fan, I'm excited, but I don't know, not really. I mean, these are just names. I think Canelo's gonna knock him out, though. I really do. Wimbledon in tennis is back, and the talk of the town is Serena Williams coming back playing in the tournament. Reclaim the throne, or I wonder if Will Smith is gonna be in the sequel. We'll just leave it at that. A U.S. federal court has banned the Juul e-cigarette. Johnny Hockey needs a new hobby, or, well, that fad evaporated quick. Still got it. All right. A man who works at Burger King after 27 years was thanked with a goodie bag. What did the goodie bag include? Very simple. A Starbucks tumbler, Reese candies, a couple pens, two sleeves of Lifesavers, and a bunch of miscellaneous stuff. Now, his daughter got so upset that she started a GoFundMe. Since then, the GoFundMe has raised $50,000. My question to you, where's the Whopper? Or hey, go fund yourself, Burger King. Man, I gotta tell you, is that's just disrespectful. You know what I mean? After 27 years, all you get after that is just a goodie bag that you would get at like a grade 5 party. I mean, come on. That's crazy. And I wonder if he still had to get, like, I wonder if he still paid for his staff meal. I don't know. That was, whoever thought of that, like, I don't even, it's a shame. But actually, I think that person should be publicly outed. Yes, public shaming should be a thing from time to time. Hey, who coordinated this? You. Come here. Come here. So that was brutal. But again, through the ashes rises the phoenix. Through misfortune rises ideas. And if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't have this week's MAGA Malaka. So this week's MAGA Malaka is this. Everybody knows that if you put in a certain tenure, I mean, apparently at Burger King, it's a goodie bag, that you get a gift. Or from time to time, when there's certain milestones, you get a gift. So MAGA Malaka this week, milestones from work. Okay, first one, over the plate, underhand toss. Very easy for anybody. We got the gift card, MAGA or Malaka. You know what? I'm going to go MAGA on this one. You're basically getting cash. But you're getting cash with some thought behind it. So I'm okay with the gift card. I'm all right with that. MAGA Malaka, a trip. Yeah, I mean, hey, be grateful. Be thankful. This is great. This is MAGA all the way. Who wouldn't want a trip? Unless the trip was to the copier to get your gift certificate. That's a little embarrassing. I wouldn't like that. Okay, MAGA Malaka, a bottle of wine or a gesture of some sort. Yeah, I'm going to go MAGA on this one. As long as it's a good bottle of wine, right? If you're gonna, don't get the Copper Moon. Don't buy me any Apothic Red. Okay, I don't want any of that stuff. Okay, MAGA Malaka, the thank you card. No, Malaka, straight up. No, I don't care. You don't need a card for that. A thank you card, really? Really? We need a thank you card? No, I don't think so. MAGA Malaka, employee of the month. I say MAGA. It's nice. It's a nice feeling. It's just nice. MAGA Malaka, bonus cash. Bonus and or cash. Yeah, I mean, come on. That's an easy one. That's a MAGA right there. MAGA Malaka. Oh, office cake or office dessert. Malaka, don't like it. Why? Because it's really not for you. It's for everybody else. Like, if you're going to get me something, it should be my prerogative whether I want to share it with you or not. And when you get the cake, I mean, let's face it, you got 40 people in the office, you're really only getting one or two pieces. If you go for a third, you look ridiculous. Yeah, you get to take some of it home, but not after about 30 other people got their hands in it. That's not nice. That's not great. And don't even get me started if it's not a personalized cake. And don't even get me started even further if it's just donuts. Come on, I don't want to go there. A song, a cheerful song, and a thank you and a tribute. Again, Malaka, what's that do for me? What does that do for anybody? You know, come on, save the artsy fartsy, you know, just save it, okay? I like this one, a payout or your severance. Depending on how long you worked for the company. Look, if you've been there for 27 years and instead of a goodie bag, it's like, look, we're packaging you out, but hey, here's the package. I'm going to go MAGA. But if you're using it as a way to cut someone out, that might be the worst move of all time. And last but not least, the proverbial gold watch. MAGA or Malacca? Let me tell you something. MAGA. Come on. If you get the watch, you've made it. You're in. You're somebody. This is beyond VIP level right now. It's like engineers. You know when engineers get the ring? Yeah, maybe the ring's not the nicest looking ring in the world, but they got the ring. It is what it is. Same with athletes. You win a championship, you get that ring. It's yours forever. Same thing with the gold watch. I think it's great. I endorse it, and I think every company, there should be a rule that no matter what, at 10 years, you get the watch. It doesn't matter. At Burger King, that guy should have got a Patek Philippe, never mind, for 27 years. But anyways, I digress. Look, like I said, we're going to do a light one, but we still managed to get right on the 30-minute mark. I'm starting to get used to this thing over here. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in. The Sports Show. Again, please like and subscribe to the YouTube channel. Thank you so much for watching the videos. I get my boy Mitch back next week. Couldn't be more excited. We're going to talk some sports, get back to our banter, and then I hightail it off for the summer as well. But again, Sports Show TV on YouTube, Spotify, iTunes, Podbean, CJSW 90.9 FM. It's great to listen to us. They got a lot of great content on there as well. This is Second Tuesday of every month in which we play. But thank you very much. Episode 213, one for the books, but I got to shove it in the locker because I do got to hit the showers. And I got the Greek radio show after this too. I'm excited. We got a couple of guests. Yeah, it's gonna be great. I think I'm gonna bring the Burger King topic over there though. I honestly get gesture, okay? I totally get the gesture thing. But at the same time, for crying out loud, like, how do you have the audacity to even show up and give someone to that? Like, that's so insulting. That's so insulting. But you know what? That guy should take the $50K that he got from his daughter. God bless his daughter. My God, what a gem. But that guy should take the $50K that he got from his daughter, honestly, and he should buy them each their own goodie bag as well. But maybe, like, in the goodie bag have, like, you know, like, go F yourself or something. Anyways, I don't know. That's just me. Just kidding.